A Connecticut task force reviewing ways to balance victims' privacy with the state's open records law held its third public hearing in Hartford on Wednesday. Representatives of the media urged the task force not to clamp down on information related to crime scenes, saying the public has a right to know what happened and how police handle incidents. Michael Ryan is president of the Connecticut Broadcasters Association.
We are not looking to create shock value. There is a history, a track record, if you will, where we don't publish every photograph and we don't publish everything that's at our disposal.
A state law passed in June prevents the release of photos depicting a homicide victim if those records could constitute a, quote, unwarranted invasion of personal privacy. Attorney Morgan Rickert represents 22 of the 26 families that lost relatives in the Newtown school shooting. At the hearing, he said his clients want the recent law barring the release of certain crime records to be expanded to include other materials like 911 audio tapes. He said he's concerned that sensitive materials would make their way beyond mainstream media.
The reality is that every person now with a computer is an editor, a journalist, and a publisher, and they are not bound by these rules of professional responsibility.
Prosecutors have said they will appeal a recent order by the State Freedom of Information Commission to release the Newtown 911 tapes.